It is Thursday, June 6, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Joining me now is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you got
believe
it right.
Yeah, I did. Can you believe it's June 6th?
No. No, I'm wondering where May went, but there was a lot of stuff that happened in May, so I guess, you know, it was a good May, right? But man, gosh, it's June.
I know.
We're almost to the end of our year at Walton Arts Center, which is crazy. But we have a lot happening before that year ends. But right now we're just in planning mode. We're getting ready for next weekend.
So this weekend is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, relatively quiet.
Mm-hmm.
At least nothing open to the public.
Right.
And then next weekend is Art of Wine.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And Art of Wine is our major fundraiser for our arts and education programs at the WAC. It's a 3-day festival. It starts on the Thursday, which I think is the 13th. Hold on, I'm looking at your calendar. Yes, Thursday the 13th will be our first event.
Okay.
And that's our big winemaker's dinner. That's the big party on the stage where we serve a 5-course meal prepared by Chef Lyle from Ella's, or Chef Bill Lyle from Ella's Restaurant.
I love Bill.
Yeah, he does a great job, and he works with our guest winemaker to pair up the courses. And then this year we also have a special treat. Literally that night we will have the Ghirardelli chocolatier will be in town, and he will be working with the chef and I think with others to help craft a really special dessert for that dinner.
And it's actually on the stage.
It is, yeah. It's one of the more, it's really special to be sitting on the stage. Basically what happens is our tech crew goes into overdrive and they actually build out the stage. They build the platforms out so they go out over the seats so we can seat people. And there's special lighting and you know, we just, and all the serving actually happens on the stage. And it's very magical to be sitting up there, you know, under the lights like so many artists have.
Yeah.
It's really cool. So that is Thursday.
Okay.
And then Friday is the first big wine tasting of the weekend. This one is called Uncorked. And this is more of the social party kind of event. There are over 400 different wines that you could potentially taste. I don't recommend trying. Otherwise,
all of them?
Yeah, not generally a good idea. And then there's food from 12, I believe, at least 12 of our local restaurants from Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers, and Bentonville. They all come down and they donate their time and their staff and their food to help us make the event work.
And so this one, you just kind of wander around
mm-hmm.
the entire center
mm-hmm.
and just get to taste wine, pick mm-hmm. up food.
Yep.
In all areas, right?
In all areas. Yep.
I mean, even backstage.
You might get a glimpse.
Yeah.
But generally, backstage is sort of chaotic with people running around trying to make sure there's
mm-hmm.
enough wine out there. But you can have wine on the stage. There's wine in Star Theater. There's food and wine in McBride Studio. And there's usually even stuff out in the lobby itself. But yeah, the whole place just gets taken over. There's something like 60 different tables, and it's pretty intense. There's a lot of wine that you could taste, and all of it is donated by the wine distributors and their labels, which is really remarkable. So that's the Friday night event. I believe that one starts at 6 p.m. I think tickets for that are $85. And then the Saturday night event is the more exclusive kind of reserve wine night. It's called the Premier Tasting. We sell fewer tickets to that, and we have fewer wines, but they are top notch. Yeah, they're reserve wines. They're more expensive, and they're really a little bit more, you know, they're handpicked by the vintners. And you also have food from the restaurants that night as well. So that night is more. It's a little bit less chaotic. It's a little less crowded in the space. If you're really serious about the wine, that's the night you should come. The ticket is more expensive. I think it's $150.
Mm-hmm.
But all the proceeds for this go to support the Walton Arts Center and our programs.
Because Walton Arts Center is a nonprofit.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that about us. You know, they assume that, you know, because we bring in Broadway shows that we're a commercial entity, but that's not true. We raise half of our budget every year from events like this and from donors and sponsors and grantors. So it's a really great opportunity for us to have a really good party, but you can feel great about where the proceeds of, you know, your ticket are going, because they're literally going to help bring the programs that people love. You know, the 10 by 10 art series that we talk spend so much time talking about, that's a fully subsidized program. We lose lots of money on that, but we want to do it because it's important, and it's, you know, we want people to have a chance to experience that art. So we have events like this, right, to help make that happen.
Good deal.
Yeah, and then we have, you know, a quick couple days off, I think, and then we're off into round two of Artisphere. I know we're going to have lots of time to talk about that, but I did just want to get a couple dates on people's calendar. On Sunday, the 16th of June, which is literally 2 days after Art of Wine, or 1 day after Art of Wine, we'll be at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville with the Dover Quartet. They're terrific. They're young. They're really good. Most of them are the principals of the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, who will be coming in a couple of weeks, you know, who'll be coming and performing after that.
Okay.
And they'll be doing that at St. Paul's at 7 o'clock on Sunday, the 16th of June. And then the following evening, they will be at Thorn Crown Chapel in Eureka Springs at 7, and they'll be playing Haydn and Brahms, two string quartets. Yeah, those are our first two concerts. And then Wednesday the 19th, we will have another quartet group out at the Cooper Chapel in Bella Vista. And then that weekend, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, is massive and full of all kinds of good stuff. On the 20th, we'll have two events going on. That's a Thursday. We'll have a film night in Star Theater starting at 7:30, where we'll show three short films from some of our Artisphere artists, which is going to be really cool. That's free and open to the public. And also that night, our orchestra musicians will be migrating their way around Dixon Street through the restaurants and pubs for our second Artisphere Festival pub crawl.
How funny.
Yeah, which is great. You'll get to hear music in those settings, which will be great. Lots of concerts going on. We'll talk about that. But really, I wanted to get those chamber music concerts on your calendar, because they are going to be very special.
Okay.
And best musicians you'll hear in a while, I think.
All right. People can find out more?
Yes. More information is available at artistspherefestival.org. You can also go to waltonartcenter.org and click on the Artisphere link at the top of the page. And you can also call us at 443-5600 or just stop by and see us. Parking is free in the lot across from us until 2 o'clock.
Okay. Thanks, Jody.
Thanks.
Jody Besnoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.